Uh-oh, look out. Mike's on the board. Queuing up the perfect music for the perfect time.
Yeah. He's trying to get everybody motivated.
For the 3 o'clock showdown of U of A versus Wisconsin Badgers. And what do they call it? I don't know the names. Like, Final Four is all I know. Or Sweet 16's
this
easy.
This is Elite Eight.
Elite Eight. All right. Yes. So, rematch of last year. I'm sure that they're going to pep the heck out of that to drive the anticipation and excitement all over.
I mean, I can already smell the barbecues firing up.
Perfect. 3 o'clock today, so good luck, U of A. That's in Los Angeles. So we have, our next caller on the line is Roy. Welcome, Roy. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. Roy, how can we help you?
Oh, howdy, and thanks for your great show. And even though I'm an ASU alumni, I'm pulling for U of A today. I hope they win.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? I mean, if ASU's not in, pull for your state then.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Hope they can do it. That'd be fantastic. Faye, just a quick question. On grass, I've got a really nice lawn, but it looks like I've got clover, big old patch of clover starting to grow out of nowhere. And I'm pretty sure it's clover. It's a little round, leafy kind of thing. It's real gnarly, thick kind of a weed, I guess.
And sounds like dichondra.
Well, no, it's not dichondra. I've got dichondra, too. It's not dichondra. It's definitely a weed. And I was wondering, is there a way to get rid of that without destroying the other grass?
You've got, like, what, hybrid tiff down?
Yeah, I've got, I think it's some of the bobsod and also a hybrid tiff, too.
You can use the weed and feeds. That's what they were actually made for doing that for the lawns, to get rid of exactly that type of weed in them. The only drawback with most of those is make certain you read the label well. A lot of those, once the temperature gets around 90 degrees or above, they can damage the bobsod at the same time. It's a combination of the heat and the chemical. So, yes, that's going to be your best method. Otherwise, you can get out there with like a little weak solution of vinegar water, or they make organic weed and grass killers, and you can spot spray that clover-type weed and kill it right there, and the bobsod will grow back in. Just sprinkle lightly that area just with a teeny bit of fertilizer, you know, throw a teaspoon or two around there to try and encourage the bobsod to grow back in, and you should be all set.
Now, a lot of lawns right now, we're in our rye season. We call it winter rye, but in Oregon, it's the summer rye. It's all the seeds that, you know, are shipped down there.
Yes.
Our winter's their summer. So they laugh at us when we call it winter rye, but, I mean, that's what it is to us. So most ryes are up right now. How long can you nurse a rye grass?
Well, it depends. Annual rye with this weather should start dying real quick. Perennial rye, Phoenix, I've seen it go well into April. Tucson, as late as Memorial Day before it even started to change color, because it's not just the daytime temperature, but it's when that nighttime temperature really starts coming up that they're going to start stressing and dying off on the perennial. The annual, first week of warm weather, it's pretty much gone. Now, in the shade, I've seen the perennial go almost year-round. So if you've got a shady area that you're struggling to get even the bobsod, which is more shade-tolerant, to grow in, leave the perennial rye going there, and you might see it last all year.
And when, if for that, for the applications where that's not going to work, you've got a big open sun area, what would be the best practice on letting the rye die off to have a healthy Bermuda come in?
Your best bet is just to, after a week or so, really warm weather, skip one or two waterings in there. That'll help stress out the ryegrass, but don't overdo it, because the tiff is trying to grow back in, or your bobsod, whatever you want at the same time. So maybe skip one watering and just keep it mowed as short as possible, because having that mow height will really stress out that ryegrass quick, and getting the sun down into the Bermuda below will help it recover faster.
And speaking of weed control, that was for an application in the lawn. It's a pretty aggressive weed season, pretty mild winter. Those couple summer or early spring rains we've had, I mean, they're just popping up everywhere. If you didn't get a pre-emergent down, What do y'all like?
If you didn't have a pre-emergent down, there isn't a whole lot you can do about it. And it's a double-edged sword, because if you put a pre-emergent down too late in the season, you're not going to be able to overseed with the winter ryegrass, because those pre-emergents will last for 4 to 6 months. And so if you put that pre-emergent down in June, it's still working when you're trying to overseed with your winter rye. So your best bet is, if you want to try and keep a lot of the spring weeds from coming up, go out there in January when we usually do get our winter rains. Put the pre-emergent down. That'll help take care of all your warm season weeds that are trying to come up, and it'll keep those knocked down.
What I'm waiting for, have you seen this new product out of Australia called Weed It?
No.
It's pretty special. It's made for big agricultural, so it'll take a couple years before it comes any kind of lower HOA street signs. But basically, it's a big boom that gets towed behind a tractor, and even in the video, it's a truck. It's got infrared sensors that detect weed growth over an inch, and it sprays just that weed. So instead of broadcasting from a crop duster over a field to treat for weed control, this spot treats every single weed. It reduces chemical application up to 90%, and you can tow this thing 20 miles an hour. It's incredible.
Well, that'll reduce costs for the farmers and keep your grocery bill down.
Tell me technology doesn't have a place in agriculture.
Sure does.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.